We're hearing a song from the group Bijaki off their new album called Unbound.
Bijaki is a collaboration between powwow singers Dylan Jennings and Joe Rainey with Sean Carey, a Wisconsin-based musician best known for his work with the band Bon Iver.
Their goal is to bring the sounds and culture of traditional Native powwow singing to a wider audience.
They're taking their music on the road with a slate of performances this weekend in Stoughton and Eau Claire.
Joe Rainey is a Red Lake Ojibwe powwow singer from Minneapolis who now makes his home within his wife's Oneida Nation on the shores of Lake Michigan. Joe, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hello, Kate. Thank you for having me.
And Dylan Jennings here grew up singing within the powwow tradition in Ojibwe communities in northern Wisconsin, now makes his home in northern Wisconsin on the Bad River Reservation on the shores of Lake Superior. Dylan, welcome.
Bonjour. Thank you.
Dylan, the origin story here of this project, going back almost a decade, I understand, when you were invited to participate in the Eau Claire Festival. Tell us about how this all came to be.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of an interesting story, but, you know, we were participating in the annual Glyphwic Healing Circle run that connects a lot of our Ojibwe reservations, and in solidarity and recognizing kind of acknowledgement of our treaty rights. And I got this call while we were physically on the run, you know, and we took this call, and it was from Justin Vernon and from Bon Iver, and he just, you know, basically had mentioned that there's this festival that they have going on called Eau Claire's Fest, and wanted there to be some kind of representation there from Indigenous communities and Indigenous music. And we took them up on that offer, and kind of the rest is history.
Mm. Joe, pick up the story. How did you get involved in the project that eventually came to be Bijaki?
Yeah, so I was a part of the drum group that was there at Eau Claire's, and being a part of the collaborations that happened throughout the few days that we were there, it transformed a lot in my mind with music. Just being able to collaborate what Dylan and I consistently do, you know, sing with either our voices or, you know, along with the drum or, you know, other singers, and, you know, combine that with what traveling musicians do. So that's when we started thinking more about what we could do with the collaborations that we did. And it started from there.
Dylan, can you help us become more aware of what the name means of Bijaki and where it comes from, why you chose this name for the group?
Yeah, it was definitely a group decision, and we tried a lot of different names and, you know, try to capture maybe what the essence of kind of the spirit of this project was. And my name, Bijakintz, comes from my Neowin'enabun, or my namesake, the late Eddie Benton Benet. And he was a very, very powerful, gifted man from our communities up here in the Northwoods, and had a big impact wherever he went, and was very big on cultural language revitalization. And I guess the way we thought about it kind of embodies some of the music, right, and the messaging that that we work on, and the things that we're living and kind of our shared experiences.
The music that you're living through powwow music, can you talk about your own background in powwow singing and the music that comes out of these ceremonies?
So, I mean, Joey and I have grown up singing. You know, it's been a part of our lives, you know, at a very, very young age. And we each were, you know, I think blessed to have really, really good teachers in our lives from many different communities and areas. And, you know, as a singer in our community, it's not only just about powwow, but it's about, you know, being there and singing the appropriate songs for certain circumstances and events and doings in our communities. And so, you know, our singers are often called upon, you know, for ceremonies, for funerals, for, you know, weddings, for other types of social gatherings, and then obviously for powwow as well. And so kind of our singers and our communities have all these inherent responsibilities that we maintain. And so that's kind of a big part of growing up, is you get to know, you know, a little bit about all those different realms and areas that, you know, our singers are called upon for.
Joe, how have powwows shaped you and your childhood and your life, and what this music means to you?
Well, I have a shirt that says powwows have changed my life, which is very, very true. Growing up in an urban community in Minneapolis, being from one of the largest indigenous communities in the country, and having that support from a young age around the drum was important to my life. You know, looking back, it was a foundation to what I am now.
We're talking with Joe Rainey and Dylan Jennings, two musicians from the band Bijiki, about the tradition of powwow singing and their new album, Unbound. Let's get into some of this music. Every song on this new album, Unbound, has a story behind it. Let's start with the opening track, Franklin Warrior, and the inspiration of this song. Let's take a listen. Can you speak to what is happening in the song and in the connections to your own childhood?
Yeah, so Franklin Warrior is a sort of a tribute to the neighborhood which I grew up in, and that's in the Seward neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's Southside Minneapolis.
Franklin Avenue.
Yeah, Franklin Avenue, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I was really thinking about home, where I grew up, and what is, you know, the foundation, like I said before, the foundation of my life is Franklin Avenue. So that had a big part of why it's named Franklin Warrior, but also the Franklin Warriors, the non-housed on Franklin, I grew up seeing and, you know, watching and, you know, getting older, it's important to take care of those relatives as best ways you can.
Dylan, we're going to land on the song She's All We Have. And throughout the album, there's this theme of acknowledging and respecting Mother Earth, the natural world. How did your academic work and your love of nature come to play in this project or in this song?
Yeah, I think it's multifold. I mean, it's like love for your children and love for the generations that aren't here yet, you know, and love for these places. Growing up, my grandmother and my nonkel was always a big influence on my life, and she was, since I can remember, involved in natural resource work for our tribal community for Bad River. And that was always just inspiring. I always wanted to do whatever my nonkel was doing or be around her. And so, you know, at an early age, recognizing how important these places are to us as Indigenous people and how we only get one chance with, you know, maintaining our water quality, our air quality, all these things. And that song itself, you know, the vocables were part of a song that I used to kind of hum to my children, to my babies when they were really little, when maybe they were fussy or needed to help calm them down. And, you know, as singers, it's something we always do. We sing to our children and our babies. And so that the vocables in that song were pulled from that. That's where that came from, you know, singing to my babies. And then the words came later as we were working on this.
Let's take a listen to that song.
She's all we have. Just give us back our land. Hey-oh, ah-wee-oh, hey.
It makes me wonder, Dylan, whether sadness and soothing can walk together, can go hand in hand.
I think so. I think that even, you know, in desperation and even in kind of, you know, difficult times, you know, there's always light, there's always inspiration and motivation to do better and to take better care of the things in our life that are most important, you know, and to us, obviously, our lands, our waters, the beings that have sustained us are all invaluable. You can't put a price on that. And so it's literally our lifeline that we're talking about, you know, our way of life.
Well, Dylan and Joe, thank you both for joining us. Thank you for your music.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate the support and all the good encouragement.
Thank you.
And that was Joe Rainey, a Red Lake Ojibwe powwow singer from Minneapolis, and Dylan Jennings, a powwow singer from northern Wisconsin. They're part of the band Bijiki. We've been talking about the tradition of powwow singing and listening to songs from their new album, Unbound. They're set to perform tonight at the Stoughton Opera House and tomorrow at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire. In coming days, we're going to be talking with first-time novelists who call Wisconsin home.
And in the lead-up to those author conversations, we want to know from you, what are your favorite books or movies or maybe TV shows set here in Wisconsin or with a strong Wisconsin tie? What kind of things do they get right about the state or very, very wrong? What scenery from our state have you recognized in movies or shared in books you've read recently?
Share your thoughts about Wisconsin in literature and on screen. Leave us a message. You can text us right now at 888-642-0232. You can also send us an email to wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to WPR News.